This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. We're here till 11 o'clock as usual. And three lines open for you, so you got already folks that are calling in early, which is great. So get online early. We like that. 860-522-9842, as the big voice said, interact by phone. And it kind of tickled me, like, how else were you going to interact?
On a radio show?
Yeah. I mean, maybe there'll be something in the future, but for now, interact by phone is 860-522-WTIC is the number. From anywhere. You know, if you use your cell phone, it shouldn't incur any kind of costs. So we're happy to hear from you. So Dennis, as usual and customary. Oh, by the way, we're also not broadcasting still on the Facebook's page. You know, Odyssey's figuring out. You know, we're not formal employees. We come in and just do this for free. We don't, you know. But we're not Odyssey employees, so they can't give us a login anymore to be able to broadcast our Facebook live post. They're working on it. Hopefully, somebody up there will make an exception and so we can get that going again for you. But until then, we're not. But as usual and customary, what do you got there, Dennis, for technology news?
Well, we've got what has turned out to be an old story.
Yeah.
One of the big credit monitoring agencies, everybody's favorite one, known for breaches all over the place, Experian, is still prone to allowing people to impersonate other people to get control of their credit records.
Right.
And this is something that Brian Krebs just had an article about this week, but he's talked about it in the past.
Yeah.
I can think of at least three times where he's talked about this. So this is number four, and it might be even more than that.
Oh, yeah?
And
I can tell you it's more than that.
I completely believe it. Yeah. He completely describes the manner in which this operates.
Right.
And he's done that before. So it's not like Experian doesn't know how this is done.
Right.
And they still make this possible.
It's
and they don't do anything to make it any different. I mean, they'll move things around, they'll change a few web forms here and there so things are a little cosmetically different.
Right.
But the procedure is more or less the same as it was several years ago when people were doing it and when he first started writing about it.
I mean, literally, people can take over your credit and actually unfreeze your credit.
They can freeze your credit.
Or they can freeze it, right?
And then maybe extort money from you to unfreeze it. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, the nefarious uses for this are chilling.
It's crazy. This, if you look at the article, we'll post it out there for Crypt on Security. He does a tremendous job explaining these things. This goes. He's got articles that go back to the year 2013, where Experian sold customer data to ID theft service. Thanks, Experian. Experian lapses allowed ID theft service to access 200 million customer records. That was 2014. Thanks, yep. Experian. Experian hit with class action over ID theft service at Experian. Security attrition amid acquisitions. This is 2015 now. Experian breach tied to New York, New Jersey ID theft ring. This is 2015 again. Experian breach affected 15 million customers. 2017, Experian site can give anyone your credit freeze pin. And now, and then 2022, class action targets Experian over account security. And now here we are, 2023, talking about it again. The reason this is crazy, besides the fact that it's crazy, this company is even allowed to continue to operate, but FTC is pushing down hard on car dealerships and accounting firms and financial planners, where you have to do all this. You have a whole framework now for those folks who, if you have more than 5,000 accounts, you need to increase your security, two-factor authentication, screen timeouts, all the things that you would kind of – it's kind of NIST-y a little bit. But it's a framework that says if you don't do this, the FTC is going to come down hard on you. How has the FTC not commented on this?
I don't get it.
Right.
I honestly don't get it. Why doesn't the – matter of fact, if the FTC won't do the job, maybe some other federal agency could, like Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. I don't know.
There's plenty of ABC agencies.
Get somebody on this.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I know. I see their ads talking about getting the Experian boost, but yeesh. I don't know why I want that. But we'll put the link up here. You can read all about it. But we're all working so hard to protect our identity. These companies are a key factor in our identity, and you can go ahead and hack somebody's account.
Right, and Tab is involved in helping some businesses do that right now. We're helping them out with it.
Right.
So we're doing the work of securing their stuff.
Right.
And Experian can't be bothered.
No.
It's terrible.
It is terrible. We'll put the link up there for you guys to read all about it. Speaking of terrible, I couldn't believe it when I read this one. This comes from our favorite blogger across the pond there, The Register, IT News here. Adobe sells fake AI-generated Israel-Hamas war images.
What?
Yep. And then on top of that, our sparkling news folks, go ahead and run them as real.
Oh, no. Whoa.
So AI-generated, images of cars burning and smoke billowing and destruction. It's all AI. It's all fake. It's not real. And then, of course, the news media is just a little lazy to actually see if it's real or not. And they run these actual images as real for folks. Come on, guys.
Hey, in fairness to some of the media agencies, a lot of them don't have a presence in Gaza, so they wouldn't have any direct way of verifying any of the pictures. They just are taking the fact that it's for sale in Adobe's collective as...
They've got a subscription to Adobe. We'll run it.
They'll take it and run it, and it does cost the money to do that.
Right.
But Adobe is really, for me, chiefly responsible for this fraud.
Right.
And so, fraud is what it is.
Exactly. So we'll put a link up here for you guys. So you can't really, now with AI, you can do some amazing things as far as, even with graphics, it's really, truly amazing. So be aware that what you're looking at may not quite be what you're looking at. And the creators can make 33 cents to $26 every time their image is licensed. So if you're a graphic artist and you're looking to generate these types of images, you're heavily motivated to do so.
Right.
So, who needs real when you've got AI? We'll put a link up there for you guys to read about that. What else you got there, Dennis?
Well, I've got another story about the most common passwords in the world. Every once in a while, every once in a while, some authority will come out with a list of passwords that they've picked up. And, a lot of them are obviously stupid, which is why we ask people what their password is and make jokes about ice cream. This actually comes from NordPass that has their password management tool.
Mm-hmm.
And they've determined that out of the 200 most common passwords, almost none of them are actually very secure.
Right.
There is one that's pretty darn secure.
But it's weird, though.
It's the world in your hand.
Oh.
Altogether. Yeah. No, you're thinking of the other one were talking about, too. That one, apparently, if you were to try to brute force that password, you're a criminal trying to break into an account with it. It would take you years to do that.
So you're saying the world in your hand.
The world in your hand.
Okay, but we would not advocate you guys use that password.
No, because it's on this list now.
Right.
So what is one of the first things people are going to do use that?
Well, then again, of course, if you add an exclamation point, you're good.
Right. But it is the number 173 most common password that they had.
The world in your hand.
Yeah.
That's
now,
weird.
There is another password that's actually used by over 75,000 people.
In this study.
In this particular study, yes. It's ELISCA 81 with a capital E at the front, and the it's SK,
right,
not SC in there.
And I was curious about that. And the only thing I can find is, like, it seems to be like a Eastern European woman's name.
Right.
Like maybe, you know, maybe there it's like equivalent to like Bo Derek or something like that of the 70s. I don't know.
Yeah.
But why would 75,000 people have the same password?
75,000 people have that password, and it's that name associated with the numbers 81.
Right.
What is that? I don't know.
Just bizarre. It's just bizarre.
But of course, we have 123456. We have password. We have password with @ and a zero. Yeah. I mean, all that stuff. Stop using these things.
Right. And when somebody tells you your password's on the dark web, it is, because this is information that's out there. So if you are using a password that simple, don't use the same simple password on every site you go to. So when you're using your password of 123456 on your financial planning site, then make sure you use 123456 on your bank account, because they'll never guess that.
Get to that.
Come on, peoples. If you turn on two-factor authentication, even a dumb password is going to be more protected than in the old days. So there's some benefit there. But those are also things that are hackable.
Right.
Now, speaking of hackable, before we go to a break, we're going to have Special Agent Connor Phoenix on next Saturday after Thanksgiving. He's going to come back and talk more about some of the cyber scams that are out there the FBI is dealing with and trying to protect us from. If you would like to have a question answered by Special Agent Phoenix, please send it in an email between now and Saturday to gethelp@tabinc.com. So if you have a FBI-level cyber crime question for our Special Agent Connor Phoenix, he'll be happy to try to answer the question. So send it over to gethelp@tabinc.com, and we'll make sure Special Agent Phoenix gets it to him. Now, if you want us to obfuscate your email because you're embarrassed, we'll just send the question, because you know we wouldn't want Connor to set up a file on you. Just kidding. But he'll be joining us next Saturday to answer more stuff about cybercrime. And again, we need these folks because probably the stuff he hasn't told us, I don't have much hair left, but it would make it curl. So keep that in mind. So we're going to step out for a quick break. We got one line open for you. You guys are all woken up this morning. 860-522-9842 is the number. Stefan, Jay, and Jim, hang on. We'll be right back. Gobble, gobble one. Gobble, gobble. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock and all the lines are jammed up. But I want to tell you really quick, Tab is partnering with the Salvation Army and WTIC to try to help families in need. So if you want to be part of that with us, it's all part of the whole holiday store extravaganza that's been going on here for 34 years at WTIC. We have a link where you can actually contribute and you know, as far as being a Computer Talk fan or listener or friend, however you'd like to look at it, we'd love to have you guys contribute and help the Salvation Army with its mission to help folks who are in need this season. So the link will go up now, and I'll put it over there to Computer Talk and over on the Facebook group there. If you'd like to check it out and you'd like to donate, that'd be awesome. We do appreciate it, and thank you in advance. Let's go to your calls. You're going to go to Stefan first in New Britain. What's happening, Stefan?
Good morning. Thanks for the Experian and the AI update.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I feel like I'm living in 1984?
I know. yeah.
Anyway, to business.
Yes.
I talked to you several months ago about getting this Belkin USB-C to Ethernet adapter for my router. I'm actually wondering, do I really need it? And it's USB-C to Thunderbolt 3. I have Thunderbolt. Will this work? Thunderbolt 3 is a lot faster, right?
Yeah, but it should be. Most cables are downward.
Yeah, it should be. It should step down.
Yeah, it should.
I don't see why it wouldn't, to be honest with you.
I'll go with Dennis's opinion.
And I'm wondering if I really need to have this to update my router.
Updating your router should happen through the router.
Right. You should do it right from its interface. You shouldn't need hardware to do it.
Yeah.
So can you ping the gateway of your router, which typically is 192.168.1.1? If you look at your if you do IP config, it'll tell you what your gateway IP address is. Often routers use 192.168.1.1. They may not, but often they do.
01 is pretty common too
there
now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not so hooked up right now, but
okay. Well, if you get when you get internet, do an IP config in within your DOS command on your computer, and see what the gateway IP address is. Your gateway is the gateway to the internet, and that's the device called your router. So you should be able to then go on your browser, put that IP address in, and it should bring up a GUI, as we call it, right, Dennis?
GUI. That's it. Graphic user interface.
So it's a nice, pretty thing for you to log into, and then you would be able to administer your router. But I would just tell you to check the box on the router that says do automatic updates, and that way you don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah. Anyways, also, next question. Can I format a thumb drive? Right? I should be able to do that.
Absolutely, you can.
Partition a thumb drive.
You probably can do that, too.
Yeah, you could do that in the computer management tool in Windows.
Oh, okay. Because I just discovered that I have USB 3 on my new computer, and I bought USB 2 thumb drives on sale, and I need to use them for storing samples for music, and I wanted to partition them so I could do that. I also bought, a terabyte hard drive for doing that, but I'd like to see if I could do it on this first.
Well, I would ask you one thing. You probably could, but why wouldn't you just use folders? What is the desire to hard partition it?
Just so if some data gets corrupted, because I'd be downloading the samples from the website, and if something goes wrong. So just use folders?
Yeah, just make a folder and say, you know, you've got your real music that you use all the time, and you got your samples, and then just download it into the sample folder. To go through all the headache of partitioning a thumb drive is probably not worth it. I would just use folders.
Oh, okay.
I always think of thumb drives as temporary storage anyways.
It sounds like a lot of work just to not really get much out of it, to be honest with you.
Sometimes the cure is not.
Yeah, and I don't think partitioning it in the name of trying to keep one corruption from breaking something else, I don't think that's going to really help you.
No.
I think the most likely problem you're going to have with a USB drive is that, you know, it gets a little beat up and it just doesn't work entirely. You're not very likely to run into an instance where you copy a file to it and then copying that file corrupts another one that's already there.
Right.
The real problem is that you're going to take it out of your pocket someday and it flips out onto the floor, hits the floor, and then it doesn't read again.
Mm-hmm.
That is the real problem, and partitioning it doesn't do anything for you for that.
Nope.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask you.
Yeah. That's right over here.
Rush all the time in your bumper music.
Yeah.
You guys are Rush geeks, right?
Well, I am. I don't know about Dennis. I can't speak for Dennis.
I love Rush. Right. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Do you know Geddy Lee's full real name?
Do I know his full real name? I do not.
I don't either. I'm sorry.
Gary Lee Weinreich.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
I think Getty Lee's cooler.
Yeah, definitely.
The reason he's called Getty is because his grandmother would pronounce Gary with a heavy accent.
Oh, that's cool. Makes sense.
Hey, thanks, Stefan. So, a little more rush for
Gary
me.
Gary is Getty.
Getty.
Yeah. Well, they were Jews from Poland, and they escaped the Holocaust.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. And the war, they settled in Canada.
Yeah.
And with her heavy accent, that Gary came out Getty.
Awesome.
Getty.
Yeah. That's a neat little tidbit, Stefan. I appreciate it, man. Have a great Thanksgiving, kid.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to step out for a break here, but hang on, guys. Jay, Jim, and David, and John will be here for you after the news, so stick around for that. Everything we've talked about has been posted over at Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back.
Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're all getting ready for Thanksgiving. Getting ready, Dennis?
Oh, definitely.
Going to make some fresh bread?
Well, not this year.
No.
I'm doing something else.
Uh-oh, it sounds like it's a...
Baked brie.
Wow, that's a stinky cheese.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Please, different kinds of yeah, but it's good, and I'm yeah, gonna no, put good. Different kinds of ingredients in them. There's gonna be four different varieties, and they're all gonna be little nuggets that you can have. You can just
baked brie nuggets.
Uh huh.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Can I come over?
Trust me, it's gonna be good.
I'm sure it is. All right, let's get to your calls here. Baked brie. I didn't think that was gonna come out of your mouth. Let's go to Jay in Norwalk with his question. What's happening, Jay?
Good morning, guys. Look, morning. I need a little help.
Yeah.
It's related to computers in a way. I own a small business.
Yep.
And my website is giving us problems. It's not the guy who installed or did this website for me about 10 years ago. You know, he is not in contact with me as much, and I'm having a problem. I want to update the website all in general. Mm-hmm. And I want to pick your brain because I'm not involved with this that much. How much is a website going for, and who should I look for to update or get a new website to maybe get my business a little bit more in contact with, you know, needs of people? I don't want to talk about what type of business I am,
but sure.
I want to, like, get in front of people. I want to get, Google's always contacting me and saying you're getting a lot of hits and all that, but it appears to me my website is 10 years old. Mm-hmm. It looks like a 10-year-old website.
Yeah.
And I did go to GoDaddy, and GoDaddy said, we'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to pick your brains and see what you guys would give me some pointers of what to look for and what the cost would be on getting a new website.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the holy grail, because even we are having, we always have issues even with websites. We get this question kind of a lot, and we do recommend a particular developer in Connecticut to help with designing websites. But as far as cost goes, it really comes down to how much time and energy and how complex your site's going to be. So there's really no rule of thumb there. Getting in front of people, again, that's kind of the holy grail. If you can find that perfect, search engine marketing where you've picked the perfect words that relate to your business. Like if you're selling blueberries, you want to make sure you're doing, your search engine marketing is going to always have blueberries in the search, so I'll find your blueberry site instantly, right? If you're searching blueberries. And of course, you need to have proper configuration of your site itself with the proper words within it so that Google lists it.
Right. What I was going to say is you also got to think about whether you're actually going to be selling product on the website.
Right.
Are you going to need e-commerce linkage, as it were?
Right.
Or is it simply an informational site?
Yeah.
To tell people where you are, what your hours are, stuff like that. Maybe provide your email address if they want to contact you that way. One thing that you've got to do, and it sounds like you've done it because Google has already contacted you. You want to get control of your own business's listing on Google.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to go and do the same thing on Bing because they're actually kind of a big player with that.
Yeah.
They are linked up with Facebook. So if somebody looks for you on Facebook, if they don't have any information about your business, otherwise it'll come from Bing. And of course you also want to have your business's Facebook page too.
It's more of a marketing thing than an IT thing here. And again, we're not perfect experts at that either. We're all trying to figure out the way to get our information in front of people. Right. And we use different mediums to get that out versus the website. We use referral and we use radio and television versus relying on the website. to generate that. So it's, I'm not sure we're answering your question at all, because again, you really need a marketing expert to look at your type of business.
Yeah.
And web developers are not always marketing experts, right? You know, a web developer can design a website, but is it going to be an effective marketing tool? I would say you'd want to work with a marketer that is good at what they do. And there's tons of marketing companies in Connecticut. It all depends on what your scope is, Jay. Are you a, you know, multi-million dollar business, or are you a small mom and pop? What kind of budget do you have?
You know, I'm not trying to boast, but, you know, past 10 years, I've reached a couple of $1 million.
No, it's okay. Boasting is good.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, you should celebrate
it's,
that.
It's okay. I mean, I have a couple of people working for me. And,
yeah.
But I really want to hit that market, because I think I'm missing it.
Right.
Because I'm not in front of my website every day. I do like to touch up my website if it's possible.
Yeah.
To update new information. But also, you are right. I might need to reach out to a marketing professional to give me some more guidance on I'm marketing my business out to the, you know, the as you know, radio is great. You know, for people like us, we always listen to radio.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to reach that crowd that does not listen to the radio.
Yeah.
They're more involved sure. with their iPhones, and you know they're looking at information through their phones, not listening to the radio or
correct.
Even watching TV anymore.
Right. So
who watches TV anymore? Everybody's watching, you know, shows from 20 years ago. And
yep.
So again, they're inner watching it on their phones. So I want to see if I can reach.
Yep. Yeah. So real quick, you can do some, Google has an actual learning area that actually will help you learn to be a search engine marketer. So you can actually see how their ads would work if you do search engine marketing within Google search. And I just can't think of it. It's some sort of like, we'll find it. It's a Google learning thing where you can actually earn credits to even be an expert at these things and then offer your expertise as to what search engine marketing is. But you should do some YouTubes on search engine marketing. You should do some of that stuff, because to your point, you're right. You're going to find out where these folks are. And OTP marketing, digital marketing, you know, Odyssey app we have here is going to bring in streaming ads, because people are podcasting. They're not listening to us live all the time. They're listening to our podcast. And our podcast is one of the more downloaded podcasts here at the station. So you could be listening to us in Los Angeles, and you're going to get an ad that's a local Los Angeles ad versus a Connecticut ad because of all the technology that's involved. So we can find people more easily now than ever, to the point where there's marketing out there where I could actually market to 45-year-old women who have poodles and like to drink white wine. just giving you can actually target it so specifically that you can actually, if you know who your customers are, you could actually do marketing specifically to them and not waste the marketing on shooting it out in the concept of a broadcast, right? In this case, it's a broadcast, so we're literally chucking our message out there and hoping somebody has a need, versus actually going after that person you know has a need. It's just that they're not out of white wine yet.
Yeah.
So no,
I'm gonna reach out to a marketer out
yeah.
there. I'm gonna look through somewhere. Yeah. You know, and Google's still, I get a lot of, you know, you get those robot calls all the time from Google. Hey, look, yeah, I'm to update your listings and something.
Yeah.
I don't trust that.
I don't either.
To get in touch with Google and actually pick up the phone, and I'm a type of person, I like to speak to someone on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't want to be texting or emailing back. I want to speak to someone. And then when they start reaching out to me, I don't know who am I speaking to.
Right.
So I rather, you know, pick up the phone and call Google or call so-and-so. So I know when I'm reaching the person I'm actually talking to,
right.
because I reached out to them, not that they reach out to me.
So believe it or not to toot WTIC's horn, but this is what these types of companies do. You could reach out to a company like WTIC or the Odyssey folks, and they would help you on the marketing side. They would help you. They could help you with email marketing, website. They could help you with all the things we talked about as far as digital marketing, search engine marketing. They can do all that. All these companies that are old legacy are just as on top of things when it comes to all the other things that you're trying to do, based on all the things you listed as far as where people are. So you could always start with the locals, and most of them will give you that information kind of for free. They'll kind of show you the markets that are out there and what you can do. So I would tell you to reach out to Kathy Brown here at WTIC.
I'll reach out to her. I'll reach out to her on Monday.
Sounds good.
And look, I thank you so much. You guys have a great show.
Thanks, Jay. Good luck with it.
And have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. In the old days when we started this program, you know, I want to start a website. You would go to a geek, right?
Right.
You wouldn't think marketer.
This is the kind of thing that's just...
It's bigger than that.
It's much bigger than that. And it embraces lots of disciplines.
Yeah, and we're not experts our website needs some updating ourselves, especially our mobile site. It's a constant battle, I'll tell you.
The computational part of building a business website is only a fraction of what it takes to build a good one.
Yeah. So I would tell you, don't talk to the geeks, talk to the marketers.
Yeah.
Let's go. I guess we can do another call right there. Yeah. We'll do one more. We're going to go to Jim in Summers. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, good morning. Quick question for you. I like cable companies.
Yes.
They give you the option of either, you know, watching cable in your house with one of their boxes.
Right.
Or you can download the app and watch it like on a third TV in another bedroom.
Yeah.
Problem I'm having, and hopefully you guys know how they tell the difference. So we have a place in Florida, but we can watch free cable up here.
Yeah.
But it won't let me watch certain stations on like Apple TV or Fire TV.
Yep.
But I can watch them on my iPhone or iPad using the same Wi-Fi.
Isn't that weird?
Basically, my question is, how do they know if I'm streaming from a TV, or how do they know the difference between that and my iPad
because they know a
Wi-Fi?
They know. Trust me, it's frustrating. I have the same scenario for me. Mm-hmm. Like YouTube TV, they want to know your zip code, and you actually put it in the config. So when I'm watching down in Florida, I can't get the local stations to watch maybe a Red Sox game I want to watch or a football game that I would get up here. I can't watch it down there because of the zip code. I can go online and change the zip code, which I have done. And it's a big pain. You got to keep telling them, hey, I'm down here. I want to watch it down here. And sometimes you can try to fake it out by using VPNs.
I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah, you can. It depends on how good you are at it to try to obfuscate where you are. For some reason, the smartphones do seem to allow for the broadcast, and unfortunately, you can't chuck it. You can't cast it. I haven't been able to.
I can't mirror it on my TV.
Yeah.
Like I can mirror it from my iPad to my Apple TV,
yeah,
and I can do that, but when I go for that station, it won't let me do it.
Yeah, that they've got that locked down.
Yeah, it's
How
called,
do they know the
it's
difference
geo,
between...
It's geofencing.
Oh.
They know based on your IP address, Jim. So when you're logged in, they're like, oh, Jim's pinging over here. Wait a minute. He's pinging down there. I can't let this guy see this that station up there.
No. So then you got to download the app and watch it on the app.
Right.
You know, what's your cable TV subscriber information?
Right.
Okay, sign in. Then you go to the app. So I don't understand what the difference is. What do they care? If you're watching it from their app,
right,
or whether you're watching it from Fire TV on the cable TV's website.
It has to do with how they're selling the ads.
And how they're selling the ads and how they're getting compensated and how they're paying for the content, I think, too.
Right.
Yeah,
so, they may have it licensed only for certain things.
Once I have a good solution, a simple one that I've decided to try to bother with.
I'll give you my phone number offline and you can call.
The VPN is the way to go. You want to obfuscate what you're doing, but it's just the apps are pretty smart. They're getting smarter and smarter. So just roll with the punches and watch the Florida stations, Jim.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Man, I wish it was easy to defeat it because it's frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
That's so frustrating. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We're going to step out for a quick break. David and John, hang on. We'll be right back.
Grateful for each hand we hold, gathered round this table. Far and near, we travel home.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. A couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Other thing that popped into my mind after that last caller as far as trying to get your content in a different spot is the advertisers really are the reason you're even getting the content, right? And if the advertisers in Florida are having you get ads from Connecticut, they're going to be a little upset.
Right.
And the advertisers in Connecticut are going to be upset because they're like, hey, you're in Florida. I don't want you to be looking at my ad. You can't go and get a coffee up here. So that's one of the primary reasons.
Right.
They're not doing it just to mess with you.
True.
So, all right, let's go to your calls again. We're going to go to David in Vernon next. What's happening, David? Oh, you there, David? I don't hear you. Maybe I push it again. Not my fault, David. I think I didn't push it the right amount of buttons here. Go ahead, David.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Question. I just bought a Galaxy, I think it's an A6 tablet.
Nice. Okay.
And it didn't come with Microsoft.
Right.
Right.
So they want me, my understanding, my options are I can do a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody sent me a link that I can buy a package out of Europe, and they'll have their codes and stuff, and then it's a one-time purchase, and I don't have to do anything with it. So what are your thoughts?
A European office suite? I don't know that I'd go there, but what are you thinking there, Dennis?
Well, I'm thinking it's a Galaxy tablet.
Right, Android operating
right,
system.
And the Android office apps are free. So go.
I thought I had on my last one.
Yeah, go to the Google Play Store or the Samsung Store. I think they're in that also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just download Word, Excel, PowerPoint, whichever of those you want.
I didn't know they're for free. Why would they do that? That seems kind of, they want to get you hooked.
Yeah.
they want to show that
they
works.
They want the reach into your pocket.
Yeah, eventually.
Well, on your smartphone or in your tablet, too.
Yeah, but they're free, huh?
Yeah, and I think part of the presumption is that people aren't doing a lot of business work on
a tablet
devices like that.
No.
So they don't really believe that there is an economic engine in it, so they don't charge for it.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's just my own theory.
Yeah. So go ahead, David. Download them, man. I wouldn't go to the European solution.
Okay. So Play Store, just tell me who again and what you thought it was.
Play Store or the Samsung Store.
Yeah, either one. But we can...
Type in Word or Office Suite or...
Yeah, we can post a link for you to go to that'll kind of guide you on it. There is one app called Microsoft 365, which I think theoretically it will allow you to do any of the Word or Excel or PowerPoint functions.
Mm-hmm.
And it might actually install the app for you if you can counter one of those files. So it's one place to go to get them all effectively.
But you don't think 365 is going to want a payment?
Yeah, they're probably going to be asking him for money.
Yeah, yeah. So don't do that because Dennis just told us it was free. I don't know about
it. It is, literally. So. I mean, I've got Word and Excel on my phone, yeah. And I haven't paid for that.
No. So going, I would tell you to look at it individually because anything 365 would generally, to me, start asking you for money.
Yeah, because they're grouping it together.
Right. So I would tell you to do the individual apps. Just look up Outlook and Word, Excel, and see if they're available to download.
Right.
All right, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
You're all right. Good luck, David.
Take care.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. All right. So I don't know. We've got maybe a minute or so here, or maybe 30 seconds. I want to remind you guys, and we'll be doing this through the whole holiday season until December 15th. When we're going to bring all your support over to the holiday store. So we're hoping you guys will join us in supporting the Salvation Army holiday store this season and help families in need. We have a web link where you can simply make a donation and you can actually choose the type of donation, which is kind of neat. And then you can or choose a monetary donation. And we're hoping to really, considering how expensive it is here in Connecticut, we really need to raise money for folks in need because there's a lot of need out there. And I mean, when Bob was on the show a few years back, we were talking about how the state legislature started taxing rotisserie chickens at a luxury rate. I mean, you go and buy a rotisserie chicken, you have to pay a luxury tax, really.
Yeah.
It's crazy in this state. And nowadays, that rotisserie chicken probably costs, 30% more on top of that. And the tax, of course,
and
is a percentage.
And the tax is even higher now, yeah.
So there's lots of people in need, you know, thanks to how the folks run the state. So let's try to help them if you can. And we put a link up there for you. You can join us in supporting the Salvation Army and the WTIC Holiday Store. And, let's show how many folks out there who listen to this program want to help those folks out there. I want to thank you in advance. So we're going to stick here around. We're going to be here for another hour. So John, hang on a little longer out there in Avon. We'll get to your call after the news here, but four lines open, 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It'll get there eventually because our website is having the issue too. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.